Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, October 31st, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on October 30th, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.75. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 15 securities, of which 3 advanced, 5 declined, and 7 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 345,724 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $3,423,108.15. NCB Financial Group Limited was the volume leader, with 230,437 shares changing hands for a value of $2,454,154.05, followed by Grace Kennedy Limited, with a volume of 57,991 shares being traded for $197,169.40. First Caribbean International Bank Limited contributed 27,361 shares with a value of $233,936.55, while National Flour Mills Limited added 20,000 shares valued at $29,800. First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 10 cents, to end the day at $40.61. Conversely, Republic Financial Holdings Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 94 cents, to close at $122.12. On the mutual fund market, 30,167 shares changed hands for a value of $724,165.02. Clico Investment Fund was the most active security with a volume of 29,967 shares valued at $721,015.02. Clico Investment Fund remained at $24.06. Calypso Macro Index Fund declined by 1 cent to end at $15.75. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited suspended remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $7.31. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Wednesday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index advanced by 2,371.17 points to close at 491,610.04. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index advanced by 2,643.80 points to close at 539,804.34. The JSE Select Index advanced by 92.08 points to close at 12,735.95. The JSE Cross-Listed Index declined by 1.26 points to close at 98.42. The JSE Financial Index advanced by 0.33 points to close at 133.41. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index advanced by 0.59 points to close at 94.07. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 38 stocks, of which 19 advanced, 15 declined, and 4 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 29,380,399 units, valued at over $238,224,183.74. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares was the volume leader with 19,944,971 units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 4,409,138 units, and Barata Investments Limited with 1,205,083 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced as 51 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $167.79. Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited was the sole security, trading 51 shares at $3.29. Today's financial tip, what is settlement risk? It is the risk that the delivering party will not deliver or that the paying party will not pay. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.